This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, when I look around and I see the world, it's still here. I'm still breathing. I can still see the sky occasionally through some of the things they're spraying up there. I say it's a miracle. And it really is. If you knew what we were up against on one level of those that are trying to poison us and alter nature for other nefarious plots and schemes, even if they believe the hype of, for instance, genetic engineering. One of my best friends in the whole world in this lifetime is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I'm so excited to welcome back here in the new year. You might know of him as Jeffrey Smith. That's how I know him. Jeffrey.
Hello, RSV. How you doing?
Yeah, isn't it crazy to look around and still go, hey, we're breathing, we're alive? It's like, you know how tenuous life can be, especially because you've investigated so much on the genetic engineering front. And you go, there's got to be something miraculous about life itself because it could end so quickly. And I think there's grace somehow in the midst of all the crazy we deal with.
And it's both on the individual and on the structure level. It's like when I think about all of the disease-creating items that we eat and breathe and drink and find that people still live to their 70s and 80s.
Yes.
Of course, the quality of life can be way improved, but it's like, whoa, we have a pretty strong body intelligence and we have a pretty strong resilience to get through a lot of the systemic corruption that's what we call human civilization.
Yeah, and as we acknowledge the majesty of creation and its resilience to adapt for survival in the midst of a lot of challenges, I don't want to, you know, just say, well, for that reason, we can do whatever we want, no consequence, because, you know, when we talk about quality of life, my story, Jeffrey, you know, growing up chronically ill in a medical family, always treated with drugs and medicines with, ailments and illnesses that my parents' generation didn't have, for instance. Mm-hmm. And then learning what I learned along the way, going organic, obviously non-GMO and detoxifying my liver, things like that. I have two children who haven't been raised the same way I was. In other words, they haven't been injected. They haven't taken these drugs that destroy their gut, their microflora, et cetera. And they don't have any of the chronic diseases and ailments that my wife and I both suffered from because we didn't know this. Yet there are still threats that are facing us, even if we make all the right choices for ourselves. If somebody lets, a GMO genie out of the bottle of a different variety.
You know, it's interesting that I was talking to my friend Dietrich Klinghardt, who's like a demigod in integrative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's had about 50,000 patients in his career, starting first in Germany, then in the United States. And he's been able to track the outcomes of those people over decades that he puts always on an organic diet. And he said that their quality of those people, what they achieve in their life, the clarity of their mind, their professional accomplishments is way, way above the average in Germany or the United States. He sees the results of people living decades on clean food. And so this is one doctor's sample.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like in the movie Secret Ingredients that I did with Amy Hart, we have families that switched to organic food and chronic conditions went away, brain fog disappeared. Things, fertility happened to couples that were infertile. We have 3,256 people describing getting better from 28 different conditions when they switched to non-GMO and largely organic foods. So, yes, there's a big difference. Yes, it happens right away. And, yes, we are now facing new onslaughts that we can talk about, which carry a very serious threat for even the continued survival of our species and of nature.
Yeah. So I encourage everybody to go to robertschatbell.com today, and in the notes we have a very direct link, something I've talked about on the show with Jeffrey before, but maybe you're new to this, and it's a website called protectnaturenow.com, protectnaturenow.com. There's a short little film or movie you can watch that's called Don't Let the Genie Out of the Bottle.
Let the gene out of the bottle.
Thank you. You know, I was like in the genie realm in terms of when we talk about opening it up and a nefarious bad guy suddenly shows up. And in this case, an altered gene, a genetically engineered something that could be devastating beyond maybe our ability to correct it in time. And I don't like doing fear stuff, Jeffrey, but at the same time, I'm also I feel a responsibility. If there's a threat, we've got to address it head on and acknowledge it and talk about it so we know that we can out-create it, so to speak.
Absolutely. You know, it's I have given 1,000 lectures in 45 countries, and I'll sometimes say, you know, people can feel fear from the truth or sadness or anger. And I recommend and invite people to digest that to become empowered instead of feeling like a victim, to be a victor and choose for themselves what they call food and what they call food-shaped objects. And not let the biotech companies like Monsanto or their enforcement wing in Washington, like the FDA, dictate to us what we should be eating. And what's interesting is we're talking right now, 7 days into the enforcement period of new GMO labeling laws, which we might call Monsanto get out of jail free card on behalf of the USDA, which are labeling laws for GMOs that really are designed to allow companies to hide the fact that they use GMOs. So we'll also talk about how to navigate this year and going forward individually.
They're designed to deceive. If I'm looking at this right now, we've covered stories like this on and off the air about the GMO labeling laws, all the attempts to label them, and USDA, you know, is attempting to make them disappear, not actual GMOs, but your awareness that they're there. And according to this WebMD article we have linked up, there's an image, a logo or something that says now bioengineered with a picture sort of like farmland and a happy, healthy plant, and the sun is there. It's like, how is this indicative of information we would want to hear, see, or know? Because it's very deceptive from what we know of GMOs.
Oh, yeah. So we all know GMOs as GMO. We talk about it as if, I mean, back when I started 26 years ago, no one knew what a GMO was. But now, genetically modified organisms, you manipulate the DNA either through inserting foreign genes or editing and changing the order and whatnot. But they don't like that because most people have already, you know, 51% of Americans now correctly believe that GMO foods are not safe. And so in order to promote the biotech industry, which is the mandate of government regulatory agencies. It's the mandate of the FDA. I believe it's the explicit mandate of the USDA. The USDA has been run by, it's now Tom Vilsack, and before it was Sonny Perdue, both biotech governors of the year, determined by the biotech industry organization. So whether it's, they do their best to march in lockstep with Monsanto. So what happened was it actually takes us back to 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 16. There was a demand for labeling of GMOs. It started in California with a ballot initiative, Prop 37. And the biotech industry lied, spent millions and millions of dollars saying that if GMOs were labeled, it would increase your grocery bill by $555 per family member. A total lie. It wouldn't have changed the bills whatsoever. And they actually were able to overturn the populace and knock down the ballot initiative, which they then did in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado. In the meantime, the Vermont legislature passed a bill requiring companies to label GMOs in the state and had good criteria. And just when that was going to be going to pass, the biotech industry organized Congress to pass what we call the DARC Act, denying Americans the right to know. And it said, no, no states can require GMOs to be labeled. It should be labeled by the USDA. It had been the FDA's responsibility, but they hadn't done anything. And traditionally, the USDA is more in the pocket of Monsanto, so they got it switched over to the USDA. They hid doing nothing for years, came up with a proposal which we all saw was basically written by Monsanto. We gave comments, they ignored, and now, starting January 1st, it's enforced. And what it tells you is, first of all, they don't want people to use the word GMO, so if you choose to put a logo on your product determining that it's genetically engineered, it's a very beautiful garden scene that says bioengineered, which no one knows what it means. And then you can avoid that altogether and just have a QR code, which means you have to scan it. You have to have a smartphone. You have to have access to your internet in the store. You have to pull it up, and you have to navigate on that website to see where it says whether it is genetically engineered or not. And if your company sells less than $2.5 million a year, it's exempt. If the GMOs are not detectable in the end product, it's exempt. So 100% pure GMO soybean oil will not require labeling. High fructose corn syrup made from 100% GMO corn would not require labeling. So most processed foods made from GMOs would not require labeling. And now they have new GMO techniques, gene editing, synthetic biology, CRISPR, and all of those are exempted. And then if there's products from animals that have been fed GMOs, whether it's dairy or eggs or meat, those are exempted. So essentially, a small fraction of products will be labeled. The label will be confusing or require a QR code, or the companies will be exempt. And so essentially, it's a non-starter. It is a facade. Do not consider GMOs to be labeled.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's an act of wizardry to make it disappear right before your very eyes, even though you would want the choice to know and make the choice for better food. How to do that? What to do in light of this? We're going to talk about that with Jeffrey Smith when we come back from this break. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including some very critical websites that you need to go to, including protectnaturenow.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes. Always, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We will blast out information about the shows and important links for your health and healing, as well as upcoming events, which there are plenty. There's an upcoming events page there as well. If you're listening and watching live, there's a great chat room at robertscottbell.com/listen. Thanks for being here with us. And Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, is here. ProtectNatureNow.com, we're going to talk more about what's there at that website. But in light of the magic wizardry of making GMOs disappear by not making them disappear, how do people know if they're going out into the marketplace to buy something, whether they're going to eat something they actually want to eat?
Well, I've got to say that you want to avoid GMOs, but you also want to avoid Roundup. Roundup is a very, very, very dangerous chemical that's sprayed right on food. It's sprayed on the Roundup-ready crops like soy, corn, cotton, canola, sugar beets, and alfalfa. So avoiding GMOs will help avoid those. But it's also sprayed on oats and wheat and barley and mung beans and lentils and in vineyards and in orange orchards. And so it's in large quantities in the food supply. Now, organic products do not allow either the use of GMOs or the Roundup herbicides. They also don't allow other synthetic toxic chemicals like atrazine and other things. So buying organic is the number one recommendation if you can't, you know, make your own food, cook, grow your own food, or be a farmer and know what their practices are. So organic is critical, and if you want to even get even more fancy, you can buy regenerative agriculture produced organic. You kind of have to know a little bit about the supply, which means that they're really taking care of the soil and increasing the microbial communities, which improves the nutrient density, and it's way, way healthier. So organic is critical. If you can't eat organic, at least get non-GMO, and you can go to responsible technology GMOs.org, and we have a list of the GMOs as well as their derivatives. But if you're going to eat non-GMO, you also want to avoid the products that have high levels of Roundup residues, even the non-GMO stuff. For example, oats are often sprayed just before harvest with a Roundup type herbicide. Glyphosate is the chief poison, so it's a glyphosate-based herbicide, and you end up with high levels of glyphosate poison in oatmeal or in other oat-based cereals. And I can tell you in a minute why that's absolutely potentially devastating for your health, why it may already be responsible for chronic conditions that you're fighting or that your family is fighting. And it's non-GMO. There are no GMO oats, but oats can still have Roundup residues, and because they dry it down with the Roundup. They basically kill the plant, but it forces fast ripening. It helps kill the weeds for next year, and they don't mind a dead or dying oat plant when they harvest. But you want to mind whether it has Roundup in it. So you can go to responsibletechnology.org, and you can get access to our database of all the food that's been tested for Roundup residues. And there you can find oats and wheat and mung beans and lentils and chickpeas, etc., that are very high. So even if it's non-GMO, you don't want to avoid them. Those have to be organic, or there's a rare label you'll see sometimes, glyphosate residue free, which means they've tested the product and there's no Roundup residue or glyphosate residue there.
Mm-hmm. So the tools are available for you to make better choices. Even if you don't have access to the internet and you're just listening to the show on the radio, just going organic is, you got a solid, let's say, comfort level that you're not going to be exposed likely to these things that you don't want to ingest. But if you have access, go to responsibletechnology.org and find out some of the things that will help guide you to make these better choices. Now, as we got about a minute left in this segment, Jeffrey, and I know I want to go into another level of genetic engineering that is more frightening than anything we've ever discussed. And in fact, we've talked about this before, so we've got a little bit of time under your belt, particularly into what the risks are, what they were, have they changed any, what's the status, and if a genetic engineering experiment for industry could indeed result in a mass level extinction event. Now, if that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will, but that's also why I want you to go to protectnaturenow.com. And find out that even beyond this show, what you can do to stop what may be coming or what we might be able to stop if we do it in time. Jeffrey Smith is with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show of robertscottbell.com. Once again, sign up for email alerts. We'll keep you plugged into all the help and healing you need to keep yourself healthy and your family well going through these challenging times. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of Ukraine says Russia's attack on the port city of Mariupol is a terror that will be remembered for centuries to come. This comes as the Mariupol City Council says Russian forces bombed an art school on Saturday where 400 residents were taking shelter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the United States remains committed to not sending U.S. troops to Ukraine.
The president has been very clear that we will not put American troops on the ground in Ukraine. We don't want to escalate this into a war with the United States.
AAA reporting the current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26 a gallon. That's down 6 cents from last week's average. You're listening to USA Radio News. Arkansas state troopers are continuing to investigate a shooting outside a car show Saturday night in the town of Dumas, Arkansas. At least one person is dead and 20 others injured. Car show organizer Wallace McGee saying the event has never had anything like this happen in its history.
Been doing this for 16 years and never had a problem. And everybody been loving it. But sometimes it takes one bad apple, but we ain't going to let it ruin us. You know, we're going to stand with our community, we're going to stand with our town, we're going to stand with our loved ones.
Dumas is 80 miles southeast of Little Rock. Flags are at half staff across Texas today in honor of a sheriff's deputy who tried to save residents from the Texas wildfires. The Cisco Police Department says Deputy Barbara Fenley perished in the flames while going door to door to evacuate residents in the town of Carbon. Fenley is the only confirmed death so far from the four wildfires, which are burning about 120 miles from Fort Worth. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go. More discussion that is, I believe, as imperative as anything that we have discussed over many years here. Jeffrey has been, over the years, a frequent guest, and love him dearly like a brother. And he has called into question things that, inconvenient to those that profit from those. Well, let's say products, genetic engineering products, there is a downward spiral in the health of those that have consumed it. We've talked about that. You mentioned Secret Ingredients, the movie, which everybody that I've introduced that to and watched it, they're just blown away by how much they learn in like 90 minutes just about. And the transformation of the children watching it to say, Mommy, Daddy, please, can we eat cleaner food? Let's go organic. It's amazing. But now we're taking a step, I think, in a deeper or darker discussion of what GMOs could do beyond all the things that we've addressed and you've helped to counter, even though the labeling issue, as we see, is hiding it. We talked about this once before, and I hesitate to say, how do we enter this discussion again that we find out about? And we don't want to know it, but we need to.
Well, I put a concentrated version of it in Protect Nature Now's movie called Don't Let the Gene Out of the Bottle. And in the first 6 minutes, the viewer is introduced to two genetically modified microbes. One, which, if it had escaped, could have devastated the population with a disease with a death rate of over 50%. And another, which could potentially do way more damage than that to the planet. And I say that again, way more damage than a 50% death rate of a pathogen. So let's start with the pathogen, and then I'll get into the way more, because that's hard to conceive until you find out about the cataclysm that was 2 weeks away from being introduced, or potentially the potential cataclysm. The first is, in about 2010, 11, and 12, there were two groups of scientists working on what's called gain-of-function research. And they were working on potentially pandemic pathogens, and they were working on the same pathogen called H5N1 avian flu. It's really hard to get H5N1. You have to work hard at it. You have to be hanging around a lot of birds. And in the decade or so that we've known about it, less than 1,000 people have gotten this disease. But it killed, according to one estimate, 60%, and more recent estimate, 52%. Irrespective of what percentage it exactly is, it's extremely deadly. Extremely deadly. And these two sets of scientists took this very hard to catch H5N1 avian flu virus and made it airborne. Which means that one ferret, in this example, could catch it from another ferret just by breathing what was breathed out from the other ferret. Now, this means that it was very likely that it could be, if it escaped, an airborne version that could be infecting humans and spreading quickly. Now, the biologists, the scientists who were aware of this, totally freaked out around the world. They said, this is absolutely insane. The USDA, I mean, the USA Today has since done an analysis of laboratory accidents and found over 1,000 of them. In 2014, the CDC's anthrax lab and their flu labs had to be shut down because of accidental contamination and mistakes. And scientists were aware that the concept of secure containment is a total myth. So the reason, the justification for potentially pandemic pathogens being enhanced is so we can better learn how to create surveillance in the natural world to see if something is mutating naturally in that direction, or give us time to help figure out ways to prevent it or treat it, perhaps making vaccines. But in the years that this so-called gain-of-function research has been operating, it's never actually resulted in finding a naturally mutating variety. It's never created a situation where we could help prevent or treat. That's just the theory. But what it does do is it creates a pathogen that is either more easily transmitted, or once transmitted and infects, creates a bigger impact, a more deadly impact. Those are the two basic categories. Either it infects more easily, or it causes more devastation once it infects.
I was thinking, Jeffrey, back to the original discussion of the microbiological life forms. You know, we talk about the gain of function of H5N1, but we've learned so much over the years about what's known as a microbiome in our gut, in the soil, for instance, that if it could be done to engineer a microbe that would have a supervillain status that could permanently alter microbiomes everywhere, that could be a devastating extinction level potential event, if not and one or all species.
And if you catch the 3-4 minutes into the film, you're introduced to one of those, because what we do there is I'm interviewing a scientist who had firsthand knowledge of this. There was a microbe that, if it had been released as planned, if her graduate student hadn't decided to do some additional work on this microbe and discovered that it accidentally killed off the plants that he had tested it on, according to this Dr. Elaine Ingham, this one genetically engineered microbe could theoretically have ended terrestrial plant life on the planet.
Has this person that did this, because it comes down to scientists, right, doing these things, experimenting, have they been made aware of the potential devastation that they could be responsible for? Has this become personal to anybody?
Well, they didn't release that microbe. It was a bacteria that was going to be used by farmers to turn their crop residues into alcohol, and they could run their tractors on their alcohol and spread the nutrient-rich sludge at the bottom of the barrels on their fields as fertilizer. If they had spread it on their fields as fertilizer, then it could have rendered their fields sterile, because they would have turned all the roots to alcohol. And then once you release, as we know, once you release bacteria in the environment, you can't recall it. And according to research done by the EPA, which whistleblowers point out, although the EPA officially denies, their research on genetically engineered bacteria shows that it spreads around the world. So if this particular genetically engineered version had dominated, taken over the niche of its natural counterpart, which is found on the root systems of every plant in the world, it could have destroyed every plant in the world growing in soil. So it would have been a cataclysm of, you know, amazing proportions.
Jeffrey, in hindsight, though, how did it not get released? You know that they'd want to.
Well, they had planned to release it outdoors just to, as the first step, just to see how far it would spread on its own. And they had planned for it on a particular Saturday, I think. But 2 weeks before, the graduate student showed up at his lab and found that the bacteria that had been mixed with the soil where he had planted his wheat seeds, all the wheat plants had turned to slime. They died. So when he reported that to the scientists, they decided not to go ahead with their planned release. And the thing is, the graduate student was not doing anything that was required. The EPA had already passed this microbe, saying it had fulfilled all of the requirements necessary.
So the EPA signed off on its release, and it took a miracle of a grad student going, "Hey, look what happened here. Maybe you should reconsider this."
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know,
now the thing.
Go ahead.
Well, you talked about the microbiome. I mean, it's pretty miraculous. The microbiome of an infant, the health of an infant is reflected in the microbiome of the saliva, which feeds back through the breast while nursing, so that it changes the formula of the mother, which has a lot of microbes as well as food for microbes. It's like we're designed. We've offloaded or delegated 90% of our daily metabolic functions to the microbiome. We can get by with only 22,000 genes, less than earthworms, because we use the 3.5 million genes as genetic information from the microbial communities living inside us. We've co-evolved with the microbes, so has the ecosystem, the soils, etc., and they are mission critical. Kieran Krishnan, an expert at the microbiome, says that 80% of diseases suffered by mankind finds its source in dysfunction and imbalance of the microbiome. So now, to your point, what if we genetically engineer a microbe and release it? And as you know, microbes can travel. As we know from the pandemic, microbes can mutate. What we may not realize is that microbes can also swap genes with other microbes. So let's say you buy a do-it-yourself kit on Amazon for $169 and create a microbe. Probably that won't survive if you release it. But if you spend, let's say, $1,500 and you buy for the price of dinner by mail order something to create a new genetically engineered microbe, and maybe you create one every day and name it and take it for a walk and do environmental releases, you have no idea where that's going to end up. But let's just say you release it and the genetic change that you have put in there ends up being swapped with 10 or 100 or 1,000 other microbes, and it goes into 10,000 ecosystems, including human beings. Now, it's the same, theoretically, bacteria that's been part of those that microbiome, but it's slightly changed. Or maybe it's changed in a big way, but still it may look like the partner to the other interacting microbes who then extend their hands metaphorically and say, great, we've been doing this metabolic pathway together for a million years. Let's continue and do it again. So it's all of a sudden it's not functioning right. All of a sudden the genetic change that you did in your garage is changing the way nature's functioning. So if someone has breast cancer, typically a certain type of bacteria goes into the breast to protect it from spreading. Maybe that protection is gone.
Right. We don't know. It's the unintended consequences, and hence the name of that little film, Don't Let the Gene Out of the Bottle. You can get that at protectnaturenow.com. Watch it for free. And when we come back to wrap up Hour 1 with Jeffrey Smith, we'll talk about, you know, what is the threat level at this point now and what we can all do about it to support efforts to stop it from ever happening.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, this is the best kept secret in health talk media. You know that, the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've entered my 23rd year of broadcasting, and I've gotten to meet brilliant people, terrific souls like Jeffrey Smith over the years that have become family to me. And I encourage you to look into all the things that Jeffrey specifically has done to help so many of us, even if you didn't know him until now. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as we always do. We've mentioned a few websites, including protectnaturenow.com, responsibletechnology.org, and others. And keep on coming and sharing the show. The point is, when you hear and learn about not only this show, but the things that Jeffrey's doing, it's not enough that you know it. You must share it. It's just simple to do. And to watch a short film on this will give, my gosh, maybe a measurable cessation powers to everybody. In other words, stop this madness! So, Jeffrey, with that initial almost release, the grad student maybe saved the planet. We don't know. Did they go, we got to rethink this, and let's not consider ever doing this again? Or are they retooling themselves to think, well, we could still do it?
Well, Monsanto, which was bought by Bayer, they have a program. They want to release genetically engineered microbes in the soil. There's a effort to try and change the microbiome of cows so that they don't pass as much gas. There's all sorts of people that want to basically take their toolkits and use gene editing, which is cheap and easy way of creating a GMO, but it's prone to all sorts of side effects, lots of them, in fact. And they want to change the nature of nature. And there's a lot of money there. And the thing is, it's not just money. There's well-meaning scientists that don't pay much attention to the fact that the number one most common result of genetic engineering is surprise side effects. So I want to ask people, when they go watch the film at Protect Nature Now and they look at the 60-minute film, Don't Let the Gene Out of the Bottle, I want to suggest two more actions. Because when people watch it, there's this OMG moment, like, yeah, we are now at a time, an inevitable time in human history where we've achieved a level of technology where we can redirect the streams of evolution for all time for the price of dinner. And we can make changes that we cannot recall that could affect all future generations using a technology prone to side effects, and we're affecting the most compactified, intelligent aspect of the biological system, the DNA, with very little understanding of the consequences. So we need to pass new laws. Now, for 25 years, I've been focusing on the health dangers of GMOs to convince people to avoid eating them. But our purchases in the supermarket will not stop companies from marketing genetically engineered microbes for farmers, or genetically engineered microbes claiming that they'll do something for health here or there. not having any idea that they can mutate, swap genes, travel, and wreak havoc and potentially cataclysmic consequences. So we need to inform the decision makers. And we need to do it quickly, because the biotech industry has already succeeded in convincing governments to turn a blind eye to gene-edited GMOs in the United States. For example, we just in the earlier hour described how the labeling laws, the fake labeling laws, do not even pay any attention to products of gene editing. There's no oversight whatsoever for most of the products of gene editing that could be released into the U.S. food supply or environment. Same in, for animals in the U.K., same for animals, microbes, and plants in Australia. They're trying to force Canada and the EU to do the same. So we have a program called Protect Nature Now, which is seeking to block, make it illegal to release any genetically engineered microbes outdoors. And while we're at it, to block the gain of function enhancement of potentially pandemic pathogens even indoors, because you don't want to tempt fate with a possible release. These are two logical, appropriate laws that should be implemented in every country, in the international treaties that are appropriate, because we otherwise could have all future generations cursing us for our folly, because they'll be unable to clean up the mess. It's like in Australia, they released 24 rabbits in 1859 so that visitors could feel more at home to hunt rabbits.
Yeah.
And by the 1920s, there was over 10 billion estimate.
Right. So, well, yeah. But these bunny rabbits couldn't eat you and kill you or destroy your food supply,
exactly.
On and on. So, folks, go to protectnaturenow.com. I know.
Let me tell you before we finish, there's an advocacy platform there where you enter your address and all of your elected officials show up, and in a single click you can send them a message, which we reload with a new campaign about each month. And please make a donation that's recurring each month so we can know how much is coming next month, so we can hire on that basis, so we can create more assets, so we can open offices around the world.
Yeah.
So watch the film, go to the advocacy platform, make a donation, and then tell others.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeffrey Smith. The power to heal even nature. Yeah, because you are that. It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.